The UN resident coordinator Mohamed Malik Fall announced the new funding to journalists in Maiduguri while visiting flood victims over the weekend. The visit was to assess the extent of damage caused by the flooding and to ramp up life-saving assistance. Fall announced the allocation of $8 million from the Humanitarian Fund to support disaster response and management.
We are all behind you, not only in sympathy. We will not spare any of our resources in this response. Probably we might not be where we wanted to be in terms of resources, but as we speak, we will try also to repurpose resources that were designed for some other intervention to see how we can bring them towards scaling up and speeding up this response. We will prioritize our response around the immediate need.
The UN has been providing hot meals and facilitating food airdrops in hard-to-reach areas cut off by flood waters. Last Tuesday, a dam burst caused millions of liters of water to pour into communities in Maiduguri. State authorities say the flood killed dozens of people and affected more than 1 million others. Many are taking shelter in camps. The disaster follows an alarming malnutrition crisis caused by conflict, climate change, and inflation in the region. Local residents say food prices have skyrocketed as a result of floodwaters washing out access roads and markets and farms. Borno State Governor Babagana Umara Zulum told journalists the full extent of damage remains unknown.
The unfortunate flood incident is perhaps the most devastating acute disaster that our state has suffered as far as we can remember. Many bridges are damaged and we are yet to assess the integrity of the bridges that form the main link between the two major parts of the city. The University of Maiduguri Teaching Hospital, which has the most up-to-date medical diagnostic and therapeutic equipment in West Africa, was flooded, and the functions of this equipment worth billions of dollars are yet to be ascertained.
Borno State is the heartland region of the Boko Haram terror group. The group's 15-year insurgency has sparked one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. But the UN says humanitarian response plan for Nigeria seeking $927 million is only about 46% funded. In 2022, Nigeria's worst flooding in a decade killed more than 600 people and displaced 1.4 million. On Monday, the Nigerian Correctional Services announced a manhunt for more than 280 escapees from a prison destroyed by the flooding. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.